What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We affectionately call it the 9 o'clock. Stretch it out. All right. It is 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And joining us, Captain Chris Sims, PIO for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Captain, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to deal with law enforcement, find out the latest and greatest, what's going on. You know, generally speaking, there's been guns stolen, left in cars, maybe unlocked, whatever. This has been a problem ongoing. And then these guns turn up in the commission of crime. So it's been a problem. How's it going here in Alachua County? Because I thought that you guys have done a great job getting word out via the show and other ways to, hey, man, lock up your guns, lock up your cars, take care of business. So what's the status now?
Yeah, so that's a great question. First and foremost, you know, we promote lawful gun ownership. And so in that, though, we ask that you maintain a sense of responsibility if you're a gun owner, and that the largest sense of responsibility is that you don't leave your firearm in an unlocked vehicle. And you know, oftentimes what happens is that we see vehicle burglaries. People are checking door handles. They get into a vehicle. There's a gun there for them to take, and that's how they end up on the streets and in the hands of folks who should not have them. So recently, I just got the statistics on our vehicle burglaries are significantly down from last year. We're actually, from the numbers that I saw, the projection is probably going to cut vehicle burglaries in half by about 50%.
Wow.
I also saw that last month we had one firearm taken, one. And, you know, there were times where we were seeing 20, 30, 40 in 1 month.
I remember.
So what I want to say is thank you so much to our community who has heard our message, who has said, hey, I'm a lawful gun owner, but I don't want this to become in the hands of someone who's a felon or a violent criminal or a teen who's breaking into vehicles. You're doing the right thing. You're locking your weapons up. You're keeping it from getting on the streets in the hands of people who shouldn't have them. And you're not only keeping the community safe, but you're keeping our deputies safe.
Well, that certainly is good news. You had a deputy recently that helped to save a girl's life that was shot downtown. Can you give us some details on that?
I can. So what I'll tell you is I want our community to know this. You know, Sheriff Scott made it known since day one, if you need help, we're coming. It doesn't matter what city, what county. It could be even if a county sheriff in another area of the state calls. We've done it multiple times now. We are coming to help you. That's just who we are. And so recently, the Gainesville Police Department had these large, what we call pop-up block parties, mm-hmm. you know, where it just gets chaotic and they're jumping on cars and they're smoking drugs and they're, you know, drinking alcohol and sometimes they're discharging weapons. So we were out there for about 2 hours downtown helping the Gainesville Police Department. Right as things were kind of, they seemed to be calming down, gunshots were heard by the deputies and the officers literally a block away. As you could see in the video that we posted, those deputies ran immediately towards that gunfire thinking that there was an active shooter situation. Their job was to take care of that threat. They get in the area, they start seeing puddles of blood. They then... Deputy Craig Smith, one of our canine guys, is the first to locate a 17-year-old victim who was shot in the leg. It did hit one of her her arteries in her leg. If you know anything about that, you've got about 1 to 2 minutes before you lose enough blood that you're going to pass away. That deputy acted, I mean, within split seconds of getting there, he noticed someone was trying to use a tourniquet. It was a civilian security guard or something. Mm-hmm. And really they weren't
making the attempt,
right? It just wasn't going well, and he immediately got his tourniquet out, put the tourniquet on, and the doctors clearly said that his action saved her life.
And the leg, do you know?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. No, but you've got a new program. Maybe this is having an impact. How old, and tell us about the program known as Focus.
Yes, sir. So we have created, and I say created, so the Focus unit under Sheriff Scott, Sheriff Scott was originally a sergeant of the original Focus unit back 20-something years ago, but we have reenacted what's called the Focus unit, and Focus is not an acronym. It's simply focus on the problem, right? And so we understand that we can't just take a every now and then stance towards gun violence or towards fentanyl, methamphetamine, the things that are causing overdoses. We also can't just take a every now and then stance towards large masses of vehicle burglaries where they're taking cars or things like that. So focus simply means that focus on the problem. Focus on the crime, and that unit is strategically placed in the areas where we see the data shows that there's an increase of criminal activity. Mm-hmm. And their sole job is proactive law enforcement to go out there, get the guns out of the hands of felons, get the poison off the streets. If we have those large amount of vehicle burglaries, or I don't know if you saw the incident where the young lady was violently attacked at the reserve at Canapa Hall. The focus unit was deployed to that area to begin just really old school police work, beating the bushes and hopefully get someone in custody within 2 days. Between patrol and our focus unit, they were able to take a suspect into custody. And this was a stranger attack. This was not someone
like a random.
This was a random attack. Yes,
and it happens, unfortunately. Hey, let's get into the cyber crimes a little bit. Recently, this Tara Mae Sean Tillman, 26, was arrested, charged with sexual cyber harassment after allegedly posting a sexually explicit photo of a woman on Facebook. We know these kinds of things and crimes associated with that occur on a regular basis. Tell me a little bit about the cyber crimes unit, if you can.
Yes, so we're really excited actually to talk about that because Sheriff Scott and just had our criminal investigations division create a new digital crimes unit. And so that digital crimes unit now allows us the opportunity to have a sergeant, two forensic, computer forensic examiners, as well as two detectives who solely focus on cybercrime. And we have rejoined the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force with the Gainesville Police Department. If you saw recently, we just bonded several GPD officers in that task force as deputy sheriffs so that we can have a large unit that can work anywhere in Alachua County. We are very much focusing on child exploitation through the internet, but let me assure you that if you can't control your emotions and you wish to publicly display someone's nude photos in an inappropriate way, we'll come for you too. Not only is it just absolutely childish and irresponsible, but it's a crime.
Yeah, and you can do some real damage to a person in their psyche, but the cyber crimes in general, I mean, all this stuff, it's especially when it involves the kids. I've talked to law enforcement like yourself, and they said, look, we could dedicate 100 people to it full time around the clock, and we would never run out of work.
Well, and it's one of the most disgusting and disturbing things that I've ever seen in my law enforcement career. I will tell you, the more the sheriff and I talk, the more you will hear how extremely dedicated he is to taking child predators off of our streets and to protect, as he says, protecting our babies.
I think it was Sheriff Billy Woods that was on the show the other day, and they busted somebody for something similar, and they just got out of state prison for a crime against a child or whatever, and within 48 hours recommitted. So he said these people are relentless.
Yeah, there's something there, and I can tell you this: if you continue to victimize children, whether it's through the internet, whether it's in person, you're responsible for taking care of them in any way, you know, not just sexually, but, you know, just like the ladies in Waldo who decided to lock the two children inside the shed. We are going to deliver you to the justice system. I assure you of that.
I know that monitoring social media has been a great tool to law enforcement. You can learn so much. You know, people do their own sort of investigation sometimes. Think about if you're a trained investigator, social media can be just a great resource, not just for these kinds of crimes, but, you know, to kind of have an ear, you sort of have an ear into the community of what's going on, things that you normally might not hear on the streets.
Yes, without a doubt. And we actually have gotten tips from social media. There was a video a few months back where a man brutally beat a child. The social media video was sent to us, and our intelligence detectives were able, just from a video, to identify this man. And within 2 days, he was in custody and facing aggravated child abuse charges. When I tell you we will do anything possible to protect the children of Alachua County, I mean it.
Well, well said, well done. Thanks to local law enforcement. We appreciate it. Captain Chris Sims, Public Information Officer for Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Stay safe, and we hope to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up, Pope Leo. We had such high hopes for him. Is he falling short? I'll let you decide. More information coming your way next on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, Greg?
Just sitting over here living the dream.
We are living the dream, aren't we?
We really are, yeah.
9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Man, we've been seeing Chris come in here, Captain Chris Sims, for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was a PIO a long time ago. So, you know, it's always good to see him. But I blame him for my heart attack.
Really?
Because he used to come in here and tell me how good I looked.
Yeah.
So I was like, can't be my heart. Chris Sims said I look good.
Well, it's not all about appearances. It's
he's not a doctor.
No, he's not.
He's not a cardiologist.
No, he's not.
Nah.
He's a captain.
No, you know, I'm just kidding around. Chris will be turning around in the parking lot.
I know, exactly.
Putting a boot on my car.
It's going to be a boot, a ticket. It's going to get towed. all of the above.
No, he totally gets it.
Yeah. Hey, check the window tint on his car.
Oh, wow. You had to bring that up.
Remember that?
harsh. Ow. I just got out of the hospital, Greg. We're trying to stop the bleeding.
So
over
here's the question. How many years can you milk one heart attack? I'm just kind of curious. I mean, I'm sure you'll find out. But I'm, you know, just kind of wonder what your plan is.
Well, look, I single-handedly took just a random thing like a birthday and made that a month-long celebration, and I basically talked those around me into, you know, buying into it.
Yeah.
So I think I could milk the heart attack. I'm looking at, I would say, probably almost a year you could get out of it.
I figured that was your goal.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Because then you can wrap up with, this is the anniversary of my heart attack.
Right.
And that's why I can't do all these things you want me to do, because, you know.
And so I've got a whole year to come up with excuses,
a
different excuse as to why I can't do chores.
After that, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not in my DNA, but I don't know if you can get like a genealogist to write a letter saying, no, clearly we looked at Bob's DNA.
Uh-huh.
He was never meant for like menial, manual type labor.
Gotcha.
But I don't know if I can get that done, even though I know it to be true.
Oh, I don't know. Look at all the people who get like their frou-frou dog signed off by some quack doctor.
That's true.
To act like it's going to be a service animal. I'm like, no, that's a comfort animal. That is not a service dog.
You know, we do a lot of public service on the air.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should get some like vests. You know?
Wow, a little reflective vest.
Right?
We're service jocks.
We're
service announcers, service radio people, whatever. Yeah.
We're service people.
Yeah.
Give us some kind of special treatment. People will be like bringing by dog bones and stuff.
Yeah, really.
No, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
Now, an apple fritter, that'd be different. You know, and one apple fritter is not going to give me a heart attack.
No. But we know where. We had that connection to the donut place. That's where the good ones came from.
That connection?
To the donut place, yes.
Okay.
Connection. They've got the best ones.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I figured you weren't. It's probably an apple fritter. No, those are the best ones, though, for sure.
Hey, what's up with Pope Leo? We had such high hopes for this guy. He's
a
American.
American. Baseball fan. I mean, the tariffs are working so well that we had to bring in an American Pope.
He's got a brother. That lives in Port Charlotte, so I feel like we're practically kin.
Like neighbor. Yeah, family. There you go.
And then what's he doing?
But we did have some concerns early on, though. Just kind of we know?
He's celebrating the first green mass.
And this is not about St. Patrick.
And maybe I'm wrong. Look, I'm not, you know, I didn't study the Bible at the university level, you know, but I just always thought it was, you know, like about saving souls, you know?
Yes.
Let's save some souls. Uh-huh. Give them the good word, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that's what I thought would be your priority, but I never thought of save the planet was, you know, under the guise or, you know, under the Pope's kind of mandate, if you will. But apparently it is. Pope Leo celebrated the what's been dubbed the first green papal mass after journeying to his 135-acre summer palace in Castel Gandolfo.
That's a little different than growing up in the suburbs of Chicago,
which is south of Rome. 6-week vacation break. Wow. New on the gig?
Wow.
And you got 6 weeks?
What does he think he is, Bob Rose?
God, I'm telling you. AP reports a new set of prayers imploring care for God's creation were used Wednesday in the private mass in a sign that Leo intends to emphasize, quote, environmental stewardship and climate justice for the world's most vulnerable people.
Haven't heard that phrase in a while.
And here's the thing, and again, you know, I'm not Pope level in anything, but, you know, worried about the world's most vulnerable people. What does that mean? To me, I can tell you that we're all vulnerable. You know what we're vulnerable to? Sin.
Yeah.
Isn't that really what the focus should be on, you know, the individual and helping to steward the individual's relationship with their higher power?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a heavy load, a heavy work? That would be a very busy mission to try to accomplish in itself.
In this world?
Oh, but you're worried about the planet. And you're worried about the world's most vulnerable people. And when you mean by vulnerable, you mean what? Where there could be a shortage of food or water or, you know, whatever, weather situations that adversely affect them to a greater degree, poverty. And I get that. And there's work to be done there. But again, are you losing kind of focus?
Well, can you, if let's say it's a water issue, just like a lot of religious organizations, can you focus and have a program that digs wells and provides clean water and protects them from mosquitoes and teaches them how to raise their food versus worried about what the temperature is going to be or the ozone level, you know?
When you're, you know, flying in private jets and other things, too, if you're so concerned about these things. Yeah, I'm more of a like a Mother Teresa
on the
kind
ground.
Of a guy.
Your boots on the ground.
On the ground, hands, you know, getting dirty.
Not this big philosophical things you can't really change that much.
No. I find it off-putting. It makes you feel like, you know, as a Christian, it's like, wait a second. I've got all kinds of struggles that I'm dealing with, and so is my fellow man. Mm-hmm. And the last of which on my list at night when I lay my head down is worrying about what temperature the earth is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just...
Need to bring it a little closer to home.
It's just, you know, that's opinion.
No, I agree with you.
Opinions vary.
Yeah.
But that's one or two for you to think about. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcast. You just simply click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of this fine show. In about 15 minutes, we'll talk about things that make you smile. We'll invite you to call in and give us things that make you smile, non-political upbeat thoughts. That's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So start thinking about that. More top stories, headlines, it's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be another awesome day. We're going to make it that way, right? Together? It is 9:35 right now. It's a Bob Rose show. Greg Cassidy, the team, he's otherwise known as, is here.
Yeah.
Working hard, diligently here to serve and entertain you. It's what we do. It's how we roll. All right. What do we got? Oh. We've got James Clyburn. Yeah, he's a little left to center. He's a congressman out of South Carolina. He's a man of color. Mm-hmm. And he was asked on CNN, shocker, right? Hey, what do you think about this the big, beautiful bill, the part that there's some new work requirements for Medicaid?
Okay.
What do you think about that? He said, this is an awful piece of legislation. I think it's the worst thing I've seen in my lifetime.
Wow.
And it mirrors stuff that I've studied in history. We're seeing an attempt on the part of this administration to replicate that which took place. We saw the creation of Jim Crow. When you see an administration doing the kind of things that this administration is doing, they're taking food out of the mouths of babes, subjecting able-bodied people to the same kind of tests that you subject people to who have never worked. I don't understand that statement.
That doesn't make sense.
You're subjecting able-bodied people to the same kind of tests that you subject people to who have never worked. Do you understand that?
I do not. I've tried to run it through my head a couple of times here, and it's not. Did he get it backwards, maybe? Or
well,
would you?
Let me go further, and by more confusion may
help. By clarity?
But yes.
Okay.
Through confusion, we shall find clarity.
Okay.
Said nobody ever.
No.
Just think of what this new work requirement is all about, Clyburn says. 85% of the people who get this aid or Medicaid are already working. Really? Okay.
Really?
And so what we're going to say is that even though you're already working, we're now going to subject you to a new test, which could very well result in your not working at all.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Is he saying there's some kind of a new filter that we'll be looking at people through, and if they have the chance to then not work, they're going to actually stop working, which is not the idea of the whole program in the first place.
Well, they could stop working, but
sure.
If everybody's subjected to a work requirement, and remember, this is for able-bodied people.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
Not for people who cannot work.
Mm-hmm.
This is for people who can work. And they should be working. And he's claiming that 85% of the people are working. That number seems a little high.
I'd say so.
But it's possible. Look, here's the point. To get on Medicaid, you have to be living, in relation to the poverty line. Okay? Now, if you're working and you're still living in poverty, do you think that this bill is going to then, force you to take an additional job? I don't think that's the case at all.
He's acting like it's going to take people who are working, and because of the way this is written now, they won't be working. That's what it sounds like he's saying.
Yeah, it sounds like he's saying that, but that would not make any sense at all, because the whole idea is to get people back to work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the idea behind it. You're able-bodied.
Uh-huh. Right.
We'd like to see you working. And if you work, you may find yourself far enough above the poverty level to where you're not going to qualify for Medicaid.
Right.
But if you do achieve employment and you're still living at the poverty level, it depends on if you have a family, how many children you have and all that.
Sure.
I think the whole idea is, look, if you're trying, the government's going to help you out. We just want people to try.
On the other hand, this is Clyburn, and he's not going to like anything Trump does anyway.
No way.
No,
seriously?
I know. I mean, this was the guy.
That's a crazy thing to say.
This, remember, was the guy saying all kinds of great things, I'm supporting Joe Biden back in the day.
That's
not
true.
Not that far long ago. Yeah.
Now, wasn't he one of the ones who was saying, he's sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've known him for 117 years, and he's
sharp
as ever.
I mean, he could play 3D chess and wipe everybody out.
You're playing checkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boris Spassky better hope that, he doesn't come looking for him.
Man.
Here's another good one. This Zohran Mamdani.
Mm-hmm.
He's running for mayor of New York. This guy's a self-admitted socialist Democrat.
That's the nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has said some things that, well, listen to this. Jewish Democrat lawmakers on Capitol Hill are sounding the alarm on Democratic Socialist New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani, pointing to his refusal to condemn the phrase globalize the Intifada. Now, I saw that interview, and he was asked three different times to condemn the Intifada.
Right.
Three very concrete times in the interview, very straightforward. And he tap danced around it all three times, refused to condemn it. He could have said, of course I condemn the Intifada, but he didn't. And that should be a huge red flag.
Yes.
And also, apparently, to recognize Israel as a Jewish state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that should be easy enough, right?
Yes.
Should be.
Yeah. Well, at a time when anti-Semitism is on the rise in the United States, and you have an opportunity to maybe push back and push that down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You say, of course I recognize Israel as a Jewish state. The UN recognized it in 1948. I recognize it. Okay. But he won't condemn the Intifada?
Wow.
It's just, to not be willing to condemn the term globalize the Intifada, it just demonstrates his callous disregard for anti-Semitism, terrorist activity. That coming from Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's a Democrat, okay? She's a Democrat, and she is warning people. Anyone that I care about couldn't possibly distance themselves from him more, Wasserman Schultz said, the first Jewish woman elected to represent Florida in Congress. It's really terribly disturbing and potentially dangerous. That's coming from a fellow Democrat. This guy's dangerous. And yet, I guess in the polls, he's leading. He's leading.
Wow.
I think I want to say close to 1 million registered voters, Jewish voters. But you know what else I heard recently?
Unreal.
And I'm going to have to check this one, and I apologize I didn't already. But my understanding is in the last mayoral race, there was only like a 23% turnout.
Okay.
That's pathetic.
That is pathetic. Yeah.
So,
with all the issues they've got.
Yeah, there's 77% of the people letting 23% make these big decisions for them, like who is to be the next mayor. I mean, talk about a position that will impact your life directly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think nothing would impact your life as a New Yorker more directly than who the mayor of New York is.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've seen the ups and downs.
Yes. It makes a whole different city.
Yes, it does. And then that could impact you in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, it's crazy. The people of New York, hopefully they'll wake up with this. A source familiar with conversations transpiring about Mamdani told the outlet that the self-proclaimed Democratic Socialist dissent in politics had been a topic of discussion among a group of Democrat lawmakers on Capitol Hill. In addition to failing to denounce, saying globalize the Intifada, or agreeing that Israel is the Jewish state, Mamdani has also supported the boycott, divestment, and sanctions, the BDS movement.
Wow.
And accuse Israel of an apartheid after Hamas' October 7th terrorist attack. So, accused Israel of apartheid.
Mm-hmm.
This is after Hamas made that horrendous attack against innocent Jewish people. But he also supported boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS. That's anti-Semitic.
Sure.
And this guy, he's going to be mayor of New York?
Oh, wow.
When you have a prominent candidate who is giving permission to use dangerous rhetoric that potentially incites violence and incites people and creates a permission structure to fan the flames of violence, that's just completely unacceptable. Those are probably some of the wisest words that I've ever heard come out of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And I'm being serious.
She says a lot of stupid stuff.
Well, she's a Democrat. I mean, it is what it is.
That's true.
But, I mean, I think she's point on here. And she says, and how he doesn't understand that shows me that he isn't ready for prime time.
Mm.
You know, you think about people that hide their agenda.
Yeah.
And he's arrogant enough to think that he doesn't have to hide his agenda and he still can win.
But the Democrats have gotten to that point in general as a party. I mean, look at the things they touted in the last election. You're like, who would vote for that?
Right. I've said it before. They have no shame. Well, they've paid somewhat of a price for it. I mean, you know, in the last presidential election, that was part of the reason that they got beat, but clearly not the only one, but part of it. And I'm hoping as time progresses, more and more people are going to wake up to how it's really the far left section or sector of the Democrat Party that's running the show. And this guy is really an example of that. It's a shake my head kind of thing if this guy actually gets elected as mayor. And what a terrible, choice it was.
Oh,
running against the former governor who had been in all kinds of
my goodness.
Problems.
Talk about
people
ego.
And people were sick of that whole, you know, the Cuomo family. I think they're just over it.
Yeah.
So they couldn't find, the Democrats couldn't find, or is Cuomo still have enough power to where he pushed himself in there, kind of forced himself
that
on them?
That could be, Well, bully pulpit there.
Cuomo claims he's going to run as an independent. Adams is going to run as an independent.
Right.
You've got Mamdani, who's running as the Democrat candidate. You know, hopefully somebody with, you know, real values, conservative values, may be able to, you know, be the dark horse, so to speak, and win.
Mm-hmm.
One can only hope, right? All right, coming up next, time for things that make you smile, upbeat, non-political, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a thing. Call in now for things that make you smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Ah, shaping up to be another wonderful, beautiful day, my friends. That's why we want to accentuate the positive and get into things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So don't be shy. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pam. What's making you smile?
Good morning. Well, not my phone dropping yesterday when you were talking about this zip lining. I wanted to share the story of when we went out to visit my grandmother out in Colorado. And I think at the time she was like 90. And the boys, we went to Royal Gorge, which is a 1,000-foot suspension bridge over the Arkansas River. It's like a horrible bridge. It's like the highest suspension bridge. But they zip lined across the Royal Gorge. Grandma wanted to take us out to dinner in the rain at night. And they said it was scarier driving with Grandma in the rain than it was driving across the...
Oh, wow. That tells you something. A 1,000-foot gorge.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But Grandma in the rain in the dark is scarier. Driving.
That is funny. Thanks for sharing that with us, Pam.
Well, I
love it.
I get chills just thinking about that kind of zip line thing.
877-975-9825. Last chance to get in. And good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
If not for the religious backbone that this country is built on, we would not get to do all the great things we get to do. God bless America.
All right. God bless you, Jeff. All right. Greg, what's making you smile? Clear skies, car washing, or is it going to be lawn maintenance?
No, with the rain still coming again, I think I'm going to pass in washing the Jeep. But I did yesterday finally get out because... But boy, it was hot and humid and sunny. Did get a chance to get out and do some more of the hedge trimming in the yard, but still got a little more to do. There's always more to do. It's kind of like whoever landscaped our house 20
years
ago.
Was there like a bustle in your hedgerow?
Was there?
Don't be alarmed now.
A bustle in my hedgerow? What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's a Led Zeppelin song.
Oh.
Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, I'll have to go back and listen to it now, because now I'm not even sure what that means.
I'm not either.
No. But I thought I sounded really smart saying it.
So, yeah.
Is it an English thing, I wonder?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's an... Who did it? Who's
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. Okay.
They're from over there.
Yeah.
They're from the other side of the pond.
I'm just trying to figure out what in the world... Because they have a lot of phrasings and things that are just a little different than ours. Enough to be like, okay, I think that, you know, might be something I can figure out, but I'm not really sure.
If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, like if there's a hedgehog... That's in your hedges.
Oh.
Making noise.
Wow. I think it's getting deeper. I'm not sure it's getting more
understandable. We were trying to ascend, not go deeper, ascend upward on the stairway.
Oh, I see.
All that glitters is not gold, Greg.
Is that an old phrase you just made up?
No, I didn't make it up.
No.
I think it's been around.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it's been around.
But yes, there is more yard work to be done. Because of whoever planted so many stinking plants in my
before
house.
Before you moved there.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, one of the reasons I really liked your house was nicely landscaped.
That's why we bought it. One of the reasons, too, until I had to start taking care of it.
So you have to maintain it.
Uh-huh.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're not done yet. Coming up next, this is Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot, GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A Florida woman arrested after arriving at President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club with a gun and an urgent message to deliver. Trump was in D.C. when Caroline Shaw, 49, allegedly went to Mar-a-Lago's South Gate. An arrest report obtained, she parked her gray Mercedes van on Southern Boulevard and approached the gate on foot, claiming she was there to speak with the president and deliver an urgent message. She allegedly told Secret Service agents she had a firearm in her vehicle, and the arrest report shows that a handgun was seized upon her arrest. She was charged with driving on a suspended license and failure to register a vehicle. No charge, though, related to trespassing. That's kind of odd, isn't it? And what was the message? You missed the Smoking Gun. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great day. See ya!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.